Okay, welcome back, Rabbi Isai, and anyone who's new, if you'd like the Maamar Makomos, it goes out by email, so you could email me, unless you're on the email list already, and I'll send you the Maamar Makomos. We're going to start today with Tzoveya, which is the in the Seder of the processing of the wool. We started with the Sidur de Pas, which was that series of Malachas, and now we're in a different series of Malachas, and then the series is end. But this series of Malachas is a series of processing of the fabric for the Urios. And we started with Gozes, where the wool was cut off, which led us to Malabain, where the wool was washed, or dyed, as the Rambam understood it. And we're skipping Menapetz, which is the combing of the wool. And we are resuming with Tzoveya, which is the dyeing of the wool. Where was this done in the Mishkan? So Rashi and Ayin Dalet Amud Beis, in a different context, really, says that this was done in the Mishkan when they dyed the wool blue for the chilazon, with the dam of chilazon in order to make tcheles. However, the Yushalmi says a different place. The Yushalmi says, Heichan haisa tzviya b'mishkan, where was tzviya found in the Mishkan? And the Yushalmi says, b'chibut oros, they would beat the elim, the rams, while they were alive, which would turn the color of their skin red. That's where Tzoveya was done in the Mishkan. So Rashi al Torah is at least consistent, and Rashi says, no, that was done after the animals were dead. After the skins were removed. They were dyed red, just like the wool was dyed blue. For the Tcheles, the skins were dyed red after the skins were removed. However, the Yushalmi says that was done while the animals were alive. They were beaten in order to turn the color of the skin red. The Chayyadam asks, why does the Yushalmi not subscribe to Rashi? Doesn't that seem to be the more logical approach to doing Tzoveya? Wasn't this done in the Mishkan? Wasn't that done in the Mishkan? Wasn't the wool dyed blue in the Mishkan? So the Yushalmi is of the opinion, this is the way the Chayyadam explains, that dyeing something a solid color is not Tzoveya. Why not? Because the Rambam's opinion was that Melabain, this is the way the Chayyadam explains it, that Melabain was whitening. Rashi understood that the Av Malacha of Melabain was washing, laundering. The Rambam disagreed, and the Rambam held that the Av Malacha of Melabain is not laundering, the Av Malacha was whitening. And the Chayyadam claims within the Rambam that it's Lav Davka white. Any solid color, changing an item to a solid color, white, blue, red, that's Malabain. Tzoveya is some sort of design. So therefore, the Chayyadam has to explain, and this is not the way, if you look in the Mishkan picture books, they don't even have this as an option, that the Oros Elim, the red skins of the Elim, were not totally red, they were blotches of red. Because they were beaten while they were alive, so they had bruises, which were, more tie-dyed or something like that. But it wasn't solid red. Anyway, but that's a chiddush.
So he's saying that were you to dye something blue, that would be Malabin and not...
They definitely did do that in the Mishkan. Why doesn't Yushalmi say, why the Yushalmi so bothered? Hey, Chan Haizat Tzviya Mishkan, what about the blue of the Tcheles? So the Chayyadam says that was solid. Any solid color is Malabin, that's not Tzoveya. So he's forced to say that the Oros Elim was blotches, not a solid red. Another possibility of where Tzoveya was in the Mishkan is brought in the Gemara on Ayin Hamed Aleph. The Gemara says, Shochet Mishumai. Why is a Shochet Chayav on Shabbos? And one opinion in the Gemara is that is the Melach of Netilas Neshama. However, Rav, that's Shmuel's opinion. Rav's opinion is that it's Tzoveya. Because the Shochet would want the animal to be drenched in blood after he shecht the animal. So the Gemara says, what does he need that for? What constructive purpose does that serve? And the Gemara answers, because the people will see that the animal was shechted recently. It's fresh meat, because there is fresh blood on the animal. And the Magen Mishnah claims that the Rambam passes like Shmuel and not like Rav. We don't passkin like Rav that the reason is Tovea. We passkin the reason is Netilas Neshama. How does he know? Because the Rambam says anytime you kill an animal, even if you don't shecht it, there's no blood. You're chayv mishum Netilas Neshama. So that would seem to indicate that we passkin like Shmuel and not like Rav. Halacha Mishnah is bothered with a technical question. Why? But halacha k'rav be suri. Why shouldn't we passkin like Rav? And we'll get back to that. Maybe there is a good answer to that question. Why the Rambam here avoids the general rule of halacha k'rav b'yisuri. So generally speaking, we don't assume like Rav that hashochet is mishum tzoveh. We assume it's netilas neshama. However, Rashi and a Mishnah later on Kuf Zayin Amud Aleph, the first Mishnah in Shmona Shratzim, the Mishnah says that hachovel b'sharatzim is chayev. If you are chovel in these ches, these eight special sharatzim, then you are chayiv. If it's any other sharetz, you're not chayiv. It's pater. So Rashi says, what are you chayiv for if you you are chovel in these ches sharatzim? And Rashi brings two lashonos. One opinion is that it's mishum netilas neshama. If you cause an injury to these, a wound to one of these ches sharatzim, that's netilas neshama. The other opinion in Rashi is that it's tzoveya. And Rashi explains because these ches sharatim have some sort of hard skin, and the blood gathers underneath the hard skin and changes color, as opposed to soft-skinned, I guess sharatim or other things, that the blood doesn't gather under the skin and remain there; it gets seeped back into the general blood circulatory system. That's what Rashi explains there. The other Rishonim disagree with Rashi, Tosas and Ksubis, and the Ramban there in Shabbos, disagree with Rashi that it's, how could it possibly be Tzoveya? What do I need that for? How can you be Chayiv? You can only be Chayiv if it's constructive. What do I need the dam underneath the skin for? And furthermore, the Gemara in other places implies, or says explicitly, the Gemara in Chulin and others, they quote them, that there is an Isser of Chavala even if the blood pours out. What could I possibly need that for? By Mila, Tosus is discussing Mila, or Bias Mitzvah, there, the Isser on Shabbos is the Docha Shabbos in some certain circumstances, but what was the Malacha that were being Docha? It was presumably the Malacha of Chavala. And there, what do I, if that's only because of Tzoveya, Rashi says Chavala is all Tzoveya, what do I need the Tzoveya there for? By Dam Mila, I don't need the Dam to do any sort of coloring. So it would be not constructive. Anyway, that's what Rashi quotes that opinion on the Mishnah. We explained when we discussed this, I forgot in what context we discussed it, that the Pnei Yoshua there says Rashi is only talking about bruising, not talking about if the blood pours out. That's clearly Netilas Neshama. Rashi says under certain circumstances, bruising can be constructive. If I need the changing of the color, and then the Pnei Yoshua quotes the Yushalmi, which we just quoted before, that they used to beat the animals in the Mishkan in order to get the skin to change color. So obviously, under certain circumstances, bruising was used in order, in a constructive way, to change the color of the skin of the animal. And that could be what Rashi is doing. That's the Pnei Yeshua limits Rashi to that context also. So that's where Tzoveya was found in the Mishkan. But how do we define the Malacha of Tzoveya? Because it overlaps a little bit. This is the first issue one has to address. Is it overlaps a little bit with the Malacha of Kosev, of writing. What is Kosev and what is Tzoveya? Where is the line? Where is the line drawn? No pun. So the Gemara says on Ayin Hamavays that Hatzar Tzura Bekli. If one draws, let's leave it at that, one draws a picture on a kli, like a mug, you know, instead of a picture on it. So that is chayv mishum makah bepatish. So the Achronim are bothered with, why is a makah bepatish? Should it have been soveya? Why isn't it, aren't you coloring it? So the answer that the Achronim give is that no, presumably here you're engraving something in the, you have a mug and you're engraving on it some sort of design. Tzar Tzura Bekli is engraving and there's no coloring involved, so therefore it cannot be Tzoveya. Why shouldn't it be Kosev? I'm writing. So if I write something by engraving, am I chayv on Shabbos or not? So the Gemara says in Ksubis on Daf Chaf, I'm sorry, the Gemara says in Gittin on Daf Chaf, that Hachok Yirechos, if I carve out letters in order to write a get on a tablet, let's say, I carve out the nusach haget, That is a good get. If I carve around the letters, I carve everything else except the tzur of the letter, that's chak tochos. Everything else, but not the letter, so then the letter is raised. It protrudes, so that's not good for getting. But in Hilchos Shabbos, the Rishonim write, the Ran in the end of Perek Habona and other Rishonim, that would be chayv on Shabbos. As long as I create a letter on Shabbos, like I have a cutout, the Rambam says, I cut out an aleph, then you're chayv on Shabbos, mishum kosev. So why can't I be chayv for kosev when atzar tzur bekli? So one would have thought that perhaps there's no kosev. Kosev does not exist if it's a picture. Atzar tzura. It's only by letters. One could have thought, suggested that way. However, the Yerushalmi says that Hatzar tzura. Yerushalmi is talking about they were drawing a picture. So the way pictures are drawn often is that one will draw a sketch with something which is not so colorful. And then, in order to make it look pretty, then they'll draw over the sketch with something that's a little more colorful. So first, Hatzar tzura, the Yerushalmi says the first stage of coloring something like a sketch, that's kosev. And then when one goes over it with the coloring, yechayv mishum tzovea. So you see from the Yerushalmi that if one draws the sketch, one is chayv for kosev, even though it's hatzar tzura, even though it's a picture. So why in our Gemara, by hatzar tzura bekli, can't one be chayv for kosev? And the problem is more acute within the Rambam, because the Rambam quotes the Gemara, Hatzar Tzura Bekli is Chai Mishumak Bepatish, but at the same time, the Rambam says, Hatzar Tzura Bekotzel, if one draws a picture on the wall, he's Chai Mishum Kosev. So the Elia Rabba, the Bir Aloha, quotes the Elia Rabba, who asked this contradiction in the Rambam. Why is Hatzar Tzura Bekotzel Kosev? But Hatzar Tzura Bekli is Maka Bepatish. So the Be'er Halacha answers a basic distinction between kosev and soveya. The Be'er Halacha says that kosev is not the benefit is not derived from what has been drawn. It's from what one understands from what has been drawn. When I write something with letters, we're not nana from the A, the B, the C. What one gets hanas from is from understanding what has been written. That's kosev. Tzoveya is when one benefits directly from what has been written.
Aesthetically.
Perfectly. So I say I draw a picture on the wall, that's tzoveya, because now I benefit, I get hana from looking at it aesthetically. Thank you, Naima. That's tzoveya. So Be'er Halacha says, but the Yerushalmi says, therefore Atzar Tzur cannot have been kosev. Because it's just a picture. I'm nana from looking at the picture on the mug. And it couldn't have been soveya because it's engraved. And there's no coloring. So it's not kosev because I benefit from looking at it. It's not soveya because there's no coloring. All we're left with is makab apatish. Because I completed the making of the mug.
So it's typically, is a picture or it's words?
It's picture.
Engraving a picture.
Right. We're forced to say that because the Gemara says it's makab apatish. It's not kosev. Why shouldn't it be kosev? So we're forced to say it's a picture, so it can't be kosev, because I benefit from looking at it. Eyes, why can't it be tzoveya? There's no coloring. So all we're left with is makab apatish. Either Yerushalmi says hatzar tzura ala kosel, and then someone comes later and colors it. So the coloring, we understand, that's tzoveya, because I benefit from looking at the beautiful mural on the wall. Why isn't it kosev? Why is it kosev when I draw the sketch? So it claims be'alacha, because there I'm not nene from the sketch, from looking at the sketch. I'm nene, and that I can understand from the sketch where to color. So that's similar to reading a sign. The sketch is just a sign of where to color. But the Rambam, the Rambam just says, Hatzar tzura b'kosev is chayv mishum kosev. He doesn't mention the second stage. So the be'alacha is forced to stoop this into the Rambam as well. That when the Rambam was really just quoting Yerushalmi, he must mean that there is a second stage when someone is going to come later and color over my sketch. But if no one's going, I'm writing and then just going to leave the sketch as it is, that would be tzoveya probably. You could have a black drawing too. You could have a blue drawing too. So that would be tzoveya. Because I'm nana from looking at it aesthetically, not from that it teaches me something else. So that's the Bir Halacha's distinction between tzoveya and kosev. Kosev is when I learn something from what has been written, and tzoveya is when I benefit from looking at it in it of its own. The Steinberg doesn't like this shot of the Bir Halacha because it's not the way the Rambam formulates it. The Rambam says, Atzar tzur b'kosev l'schayv mishum kosev. So if Atzar tzur b'kosev l'schayv mishum kosev, and if one engraves letters on something, engraving letters is also kosev, why shouldn't engraving a picture also be kosev? You put two and two. Atzar tzur is kosev, just like letters. And if you engrave letters, you're chayv mishum kosev, so if I engrave a picture, I should also be chayv mishum kosev. Why does the Gemara say that tzar tzur b'kli is only makab b'patish? Should have been kosev. So the Stipler says a different distinction between tzoveya and kosev, which helps for the, I guess, the more simple reading of the Rambam. Stipler says that when kosev is when the item which is written, tzar tzur is kosev. But there, that's when the item is written on the wall, not to improve the wall. I need a place to draw my picture, and I pick to draw it on the wall. So the item that's been written is separate from the background. That's like a text. The text is separate from the background. It doesn't improve the page. I just need a place to put it, so I put it on a page. Tzoveya is where what's been written enhances the item itself. It becomes one with the background, as opposed to being separate from it. So when I draw a wall mural, if my intention is to improve the wall or make the wall more aesthetically pleasing, then that's tzoveya. If I do it because I need to put a picture somewhere and I put it this, nowhere else except the wall, that would be kosev. His raya to this idea is from the Rambam, which says that a person who writes on a surface, let's say writes a text or a message on the surface, and it damages the surface. It's makalkal as haniyar. So the Rambam says, nonetheless, you're still chayv mishum kosev. That's not called makalkal. It's not called something which is an unproductive malacha. Because the Rambam says, she'ein chiyuvo al makom haksav. Your obligation for ksiva is not on the object which it's being written on, ela al haksav. So that's the Stipler's distinction. Tzoveya is when it improves the item that has been written on, and kosev is when it's separate and distinct from it. So therefore, hatzar tzur b'kli, which is to improve the kli, that's, I draw something on the mug. So that's presumably to improve the looks of the mug, make it more attractive. So that cannot be kosev. Kosev is only if what I draw is separate from the surface. Here it's to improve the surface. And tzoveya can't be because there's no coloring. It's engraving. So again, all we're left with is makab b'patish. But the Rambam, when he says hatzar tzur b'kosev, is chayv mishum kosev. Again, his kavan is not to improve the wall. It's just that he needs a place to put his... He's an artist and he wants to make a wall mural, and that's his gallery, and he draws on the walls. So then again, that wouldn't be tzoveya, that would be kosev. And the Yerushalmi, which says that a person who writes on the wall a tzura, and then he later colors it in, and that's tzoveya, must be discussing a person who wants to improve the looks of the wall. And therefore there would be tzoveya. So the weakness of the Stipler's argument is that the Rambam seems to be quoting Yerushalmi. They both say atzar tzur b'koso, and the Rambam says yechai mishum kosev, and the Yerushalmi says it's tzoveya. So the Stipler's forced to say, yeah, one is talking about where I need a place to put my drawing, and not to improve the wall. I'm just putting a drawing, and I need the place to put it, so I put it on the wall. That's the Rambam. And the Yerushalmi, which says it's tzoveya, is because I intend to improve the wall. That's a weak argument. But nonetheless, those are the two distinctions that we have between Soveh and Kosev. The Bi'ur Halacha is that I understand something. I don't benefit from looking at the item itself, but what I gained from it, that's Kosev. And Soveh is when I benefit from looking at the item itself. And the Stipler says that, no, Soveh is when the item is being drawn to improve the background and becomes one with it. Or it's there to improve the background. And Kosev is when it's not there to improve the looks of the background, it's there as something which is distinct from the background. Nonetheless, even though Tzoveh is a melacha on Shabbos, the Mishnah says seems to be a general rule by Bona. The Mishnah on Kuf Beis and Mebeis is discussing someone who builds something only temporarily. So he's not chayev. So the Mishnah says, Zeh HaKlal, this is the rule. Ko ha'os melacha, whoever does a melacha, u'melachto miskayemes, and his melacha is enduring, b'Shabbos, on Shabbos, is chayev. Sounds like it has to be a melacha miskayemes. It lasts. Then you're chayev. If it doesn't last, sounds like then you are putter. Still aser, but it's putter over aser. So the Rambam, when he's discussing Malach of Tzoveh as well, says this same idea. The Rambam says in Perek Tes, Ein ha-Tzoveh ha-Chayiv ad shi'yeh Tzeveh miskayim. Now in the Gemara it doesn't appear anywhere, but Tzoveh. But the Rambam applies it to Tzoveh as well. Ein ha-Tzoveh ha-Chayiv ad shi'yeh Tzeveh ha-miskayim, until it is something which lasts. Aval Tzeveh she'eino miskayim klal, a Tzeveh which does not last, kigon, such as, she'hevir srak, a woman puts on a blush on her face, something like that. Vitzavo pater. You're not chayv, it's pater or v'aser. So the Magen Mishnah says, where did the Rambam get this from? Presumably he got it from this Mishnah, which is by Bona, which seems to be some sort of general rule that whenever the malacha is not lasting, then that's not considered to be the malacha which you are chayv for. However, the Rashi and the Ran understand that this Rashi over here in the Mishnah says that what does it mean the melacha is miskayem? It's not that it lasts, it means that it's the end of a series, that's all you're doing, then you're done. So it kind of marginalizes the significance of the Mishnah. So therefore the Chayadim says that no, the Rambam understood this as a rule of Kedarko. The Rambam learned it out of Kosev. Let's say a person writes something and it's not ksiva hamiskayemes. So the Tosefta says, you're not chayiv by Kosev unless it's miskayemes, unless it lasts. So the Chayadim says the Rambam got this from Kosev. The same way Kosev has to be lasting, so too Tzoveh has to be lasting. Why does it have to be lasting? So it's probably because that's darko b'kach. When people normally die things, it normally is in a lasting fashion. Not normally in a way that's only temporary.
What's Rashi
saying
again?
Rashi says, "Kol ha'osu melacha melachto miskayemes." Doesn't mean that it lasts. It means that that's the end. Rashi says, "Ein mosif aleha." You don't add anything after.
I think so. Blush. I'm saying like the same.
Would be that's not relevant to that mission.
Not relevant.
It might be an important idea that doesn't last, but that's not what the Mishnah is talking about. So then you'd have to come to something else, that it's because it's not darko b'kach.
We're going to discuss the shiur from Mikayemet.
Yeah, yes we will. 1 second. So the Chayadim explains, let's get betting back to something we mentioned a few minutes ago. The Gemara says that there's a malacha between Rav and Shmuel, a machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. What is the malacha of Shochet b'Shabbos? Shmuel's opinion is that it is Netilas Neshama, and Rav's opinion is that it's Tzoveya. And the Rambam paskins that like Netilas Neshama not Tzoveh. And the Lecha Mishnah asks, what happened to Hilchos HaKarav V'Isuri? That we should paskin that it's Tzoveh. So Chayadim says the reason the Rambam could not paskin like Rav is because it's Eino Miskayim. The blood will not last on the skin of the animal. It will dissipate after time. So since it's Eino Miskayim, the Rambam could not paskin that Shochet is Chayim Mishum Tzoveh. The Chayadim understands that this is a machlokas in the Gemara regarding a different issue, regarding the same issue. The Gemara on Tzadik Dalet Amud Beis, the Mishnah, says that HaKocheles, a woman who paints her eyes, not sure if that's exactly the same as our modern day eyeshadow, but I guess that's somewhat similar. Hakocheles, she makes her eyes blue. On Shabbos, is Machok seen Rebbe Lazar and the Chachamim. Rebbe Lazar, this is in the Mishnah on Tzadik Dalam and Beis. Rebbe Lazar halts Chayiv, and the Chachamim say that it's Asa Midrabanan. And the Gemara there explains that Kocheles Mishum Tovas. It's an Isser of Tzoveya. So what is Machok seen Rebbe Lazar and the Chachamim? What's the Nekudis HaMachlokas? So Chayyadim explains that they're really arguing about Tzoveya Sheinu Miskayim. This makeup is not going to last forever on the skin of a person. So Rebbe Lazar holds that Tzoveya She'enu Mizkayim is Chayiv. It's still Tzoveya. And the Chachamim disagree, and they hold that Tzoveya She'enu Mizkayim is Patur L'Avalasar. And as Machlokes Rishonim had a Paskin, the Smag, and other Rishonim Paskin like Rebbe Lazar, that you're Chayiv. So they would presume we understand that Tzoveya She'enu Mizkayim is Chayiv. And the Rambam Paskins, as we just mentioned, that Tzoveya She'enu Mizkayim is Potter. And so to Kocheles, the Rambam says, is Aser, but it's only Aser Midrabanan, you're not Chayiv. So Chayadim says that this all fits in line, that the Rambam holds Tzoveya She'enu Mizkayim is Potter of Aser, and that's why he Paskins that putting on a woman who makes her eyes blue, Kocheles, is only Potter of Aser. What's interesting is that the Rambam says that Kocheles is not Tzoveh. The Gemara says Kocheles Mishum Tzovas. The Rambam says Kocheles is Chayiv Mishum Ksiva. And not Chayiv. It's Aser Midrabanan, not within the rubric of Tzoveh, within the context of Ksiva. So there on the Ein Mishpat Nir Mitzvah, after he quotes this Rambam, he quotes from the Shilta Yagiborim, who quotes from the Riyaz, that he doesn't know where the Rambam got this, that it's Ksiva. The Gemara says Kocheles Mishum Tzovas, that it's Tzoveh. They say the Rambam must have had a different gears in the Gemara, that Kocheles is because of Ksiva. And in the Aruch and the Rach, there is a different gears in the Gemara. The Kocheles is Kosev. But what that's further interesting is that the Rambam later, the Gemara says later, that Hamavir Srak, if a woman, that before we're talking about eyeshadow, I apologize to anyone who's not familiar with the cosmetic industry, but the eyeshadow goes around the eyes, and then there's something else that puts on the cheeks, something like that. That's blush. It makes gives a person a little more color. That's Mavera Srak. She rubs something red on her face. So Gemara says there, that's only also Midrabanan, also because of Tzoveya. And there the Rambam says that's Tzoveya. So why one is Kosev and one is Tzoveya? So the disciple is bothered because let's go back to Kocheles for a second, where the woman makes her eyes blue. So Gemara says that's Tzovas, and the Rambam says Zasu Midrabanan because of Kosev. So the disciple says, yeah, but why should it be Kosev? How could the Rambam say, even though let's say he had such a girsa, but how could it be Kosev? Doesn't that contradict his whole distinction between Kosev and Tzoveya? Tzoveya is when it improves the looks of the item. And that's why painting a wall mural that's intended to make the wall look better, that's Tzoveya. Kosev is when it's independent from the background. It doesn't blend, it's not there to improve the background. Here, when a woman makes her eyes blue, she puts on the eyeshadow, it's meant to improve her looks. So, not to be distinct from her. So if that's the case, how could it possibly be Kosev? It should always be, it doesn't make sense that it should be Kosev, it should be Tzoveya. So the Steiber is forced to modify his Yesod, that the difference between Tzoveya is when it's there to improve the background. The difference between Kosev is when it's distinct from the background, that one must say that even if it's there to improve the looks of the background, but that's only if it blends in entirely, that becomes one with the background. As to, one should think that's what the wall is. The wall is the mural. If it doesn't become one with the background, then that cannot be Tzoveya. That's Kosev. So you have to, it's not just there to improve the background, it has to become one with the background. So Kocheles, a woman puts blue paint around her eye, or let's say that's the same as eyeshadow. She doesn't want people to think her eyes are blue. He says that's embarrassing. People have black eyes, they cover it over with other makeup. So he says obviously she doesn't want people to think her eye is blue. She wants, it looks pretty on the eye like that, but she wants people to think that that's eyeshadow. She doesn't want people to think that that's her actual color of her eye. So it works well. This is all in the Steinberg. So it works out. The Steinberg says, but when women put on a blush, they want people to think that that's their natural coloring. If you tell a woman she looks pale, that's, you know, extremely insulting. She wants people to think that she has a lot of color or something like that. So therefore, that, the Rambam makes a lot of sense. That's Tzoveya. Because there, she wants people to think that that's her real coloring. Whereas the eyeshadow, she wants people to think that that is something that's Mibachutz. Even though it's there to make her look better, the Steinberg said that Tzoveya must be a little more nuanced. Not only that it's there to improve the background, but it also has to become one with the background. So this could also be why the Rambam does not paskin like Rav. Rav said that Ashochet is chayv mishum tzoveya, and Shmuel said no, Ashochet is chayv mishum netilas neshama. The Rambam paskin is like that is chayv mishum netilas neshama. And the Nogach Mishnah is what happened to Hilchsik Rav be Suri. So it could be that the Chayyadim says, well, it's Enum Miskayim, so it couldn't have been Soveya. The Steinberg says, no, perhaps it's not Soveya, because I don't, even though it's there to make the animal look more attractive for people to buy it, I want the blood spilled all over the animal, so people will say this is a freshly shechted animal, but I don't want people to think that that's the actual color of the animal, that's what the animal looks like. It's there as something Mibachut, it doesn't blend in with the animal. So that's why I can't beat Soveya. So once the Rambam saw this Gemara that something that doesn't blend in is not Soveya, it's only Kosev, so when spilling the blood on the animal also could not have been Soveya. So the Steinberg says, why couldn't it have been Kosev? I draw a picture, so too here. I put something on, it's like a woman puts on eye paint. She puts paint around her eye, so that's Kosev, the Rambam says. So why over here couldn't Hashochet have been not Netilas Neshama, not Soveya? It should have been Kosev. Because the person makes a drawing around the head of the animal, a stump or whatever, so that it looks like is more attractive. So the Steinberg says, one must say that Kosev is only if you do something b'mida. I do it, the woman paints exactly around her eye. A person draws precisely. Anything that's imprecise, it's just globbed all over, that's not... One is forced to say that that's not kosev. So therefore, this glob of blood all over the animal can't be kosev, and all we're left with is netilas neshama.
The Chayyadim said that the Rambam paskins against Rav because the Rav's case could say it's a weird out, it's a problem because it's in Chayyim.
Right.
But if halach karav ki yisuri, then maybe
we should have started there and then come. And come and
we're overruling Rav based on the other Mishnah, and then we get into problems if Rav didn't know the Mishnah.
I don't know if we're always consistent on that Hilchos like Rav Bisur either. Yeah.
Go ahead. Now, how do we understand the shita of the Yishum Shlita, like that it's to make the animal attractive because it's covered with blood?
Right.
First of all, it's very external, the Shlita itself, and even still in the Mishkan, they wouldn't have that priority of making it look fresh.
Interesting. You're saying they weren't selling animals in the Mishkan. Right. Right. I don't know if it was to sell. Rashi says so it'll look freshly shechted. But still, why did they need that in the Mishkan? I don't know. That's a good point. I don't know. You're right. Yeah.
Is the issue from the side where telling a person's ass whether or not he wants to say that he can't make, or telling whether or not he wants to? I mean, some draw a picture on a piece of paper, so nobody's going to say, like, the paper may actually change the picture. Everybody knows it's something external, but it naturally blends in.
Right. I would like to say that it's objective, but, but unless there was a difference between their eye paint and their blush, you know, a serious chemical difference between the way they stuck to the body, I guess you have to say it depends on what you want. Or the Yushalmi and the Rambam, they're both talking about a tzar tzur b'kotzel. But the Rambam, one intends for Murim, one intends because I need a place to put my art gallery. So I think it is dependent on your das.
Is the eye shadow in the eye or around the eye?
Around the eye.
Nobody can think a person's skin around the eye is blue.
Right. I'm not sure. I was thinking about it. You know, chakiris and what people have in mind. But I think sometimes it might be to make people look like they have deeper eyes. But to give more depth. But if it's blue and it's obviously blue, I don't think anybody intends to think that their eye is blue or black for that matter. Anyway, but that resolves the stira in the Rambam. That one is kosev, one is soveya, because one is intended to improve, blend in entirely, and one is intended to be because I think it does depend on what you intend for. It's not a chemical difference. What is called miskayim? Again, in order to be chayim mishum soveya, the Rambam says it has to be lasting. What is called lasting? So the Sharat Zion says that lasting is that it lasts for Shabbos, lasts through Shabbos. How does he know? Because the Rambam says, "Kol ha-miskayemes, kol she'ein melachto miskayemes b'Shabbos poter." Sounds like the melacha has to be miskayem on Shabbos. The Minchas Chinuch goes even further. The Minchas Chinuch in the melacha, I think of Tzoveya, says that no, it's even a shorter shir. Anything that's a shir chashivos, an hour, it gets you by. You know, you have to meet somebody and it gets you by for an hour. That's good enough. It's sheer chashuv. So, that's the Sharat Zion Shita. I think that's really I don't think we really consider the Minchas Chinuch. The lower end range is 24 hours. Shlomo Zalman in the Tshuva, which is now printed in the Minchas Shlomo, but was really a response to Dain Weiss in the Minchas Yitzchak, argues with the Sharat Zion, and he says, no. When the Rambam says, Kol Shem Malachtum is Kayemis, B'Shabbos, it doesn't literally mean B'Shabbos. That's not really what the phrase is meant to mean. And if you look in the Rishonim say that B'Shabbos is going on the Osei Melacha. Rashi and the Ran on that Mishnah, and Kuf Beis and Mebeis, again by Boner, say that Kol Shem, the Rambam is just quoting the Mishnah. So it's hard to be Medayik in the Rambam. Sharatzin is Medayik in the Rambam. It's difficult. He's just quoting the Mishnah. And the Mishnah, even on that Mishnah, Rashi says, Kol She'ein Melachto Miskayemes, doesn't mean Miskayemes b'Shabbos, doesn't mean it lasts on Shabbos, it means you did the melacha on Shabbos and it lasts. The Shabbos is misplaced where it is. Misleading. So the Minchas Shlomo is not impressed with the Sharat Zion's proofs. And he says, where do we know that a melacha has to be Miskayemes? Presumably from the Mishkan. That's the paradigm for all the melacha Shabbos. And he says, in the Mishkan, where was Kosev found? Kosev was found, assuming Tzoveh is derived from Kosev somewhat. It says, where was Kosev found? Kosev was found, and they would mark each of the beams of the Mishkan to know which one was 1, 2, 3, 4, some people do by their sukkahs. So that's what they did by the Mishkan. So he says that was meant to last from year to year, from place to place, not from year to year from sukkah, but it was meant to last for a while, to know that how to put the Mishkan together. So it's not just for Shabbos. So the Minchas Shlomo claims it's a much longer shir, and he points out that the Bir Alach himself quotes a Mirashba later, not near that Sharat Zion, somewhere else, quotes a Mirashba that it's a much longer shir. So he says, first of all, the Mishnah Berurah contradicts himself. In the Sharat Zion, he says 24 hours. Other places, he quotes from Rashba that it's a longer shir. So Minchas Shlomo Zalman thinks that we should adopt the longer shir. Something, he's not sure exactly what it is, but something much longer. Which is the way people normally would do it. You know, people write something they don't intend for it to only last for a few days. They intend for it to last for a longer period of time. So too, when people die things, they intend for it to last for a significant amount of time. Not just for Shabbos. This Rav Shlomo Zalman is really discussing, and this is the machlok between him and Dayan Weiss, is that there was a suggestion. Often, many of the problems that doctors confront in the hospital on Shabbos involves writing, because keeping of records and writing prescriptions and other things. So, writing notes on patients and things like that. So, one of the suggestions that was put forth, I think it was put forth by Rabbi Halperin, was to have a pen that disappears after 72 hours. Ink just disappears. It lasts for 72 hours and then disappears. So Rav Shlomo Zalman said, so one of the claims, one of the arguments against it was that's called miskayim. The Sharat Zion says 24 hours is called miskayim. So that's ksiva ha-miskayemes, would be chayiv on Shabbos. Rav Shlomo Zalman says, no, perhaps it's only us in midrabanan, because it's eino miskayim. Why is it eino miskayim? Because he claims the shir is much longer. It's not 24 hours. It's whatever normally lasts for. And people, when they write notes, intend them last much longer than 72 hours. So he's more noted to consider that only a malacha, isim midrabanan on Shabbos. Dayan Weiss argues, and Dayan Weiss claims that, no, the fact that the Rambam quoted the language of the Mishnah, which was misleading, Kol She'im Alachtam is Kayem is B'Shabbos, and the Rambam endorses it. So he's not just, he can't hide behind the Mishnah at that point, says Dayan Weiss. He has to stand behind what he quoted. And the Rambam implies that it's Miskayem es B'Shabbos, the last 24 hours. So Dayan Weiss is more sympathetic to the Shia of 24 hours.
The Rambam changes the language of the Mishnah.
He doesn't change it at all. Not a key who's there. But he endorses it. And it's misleading. So.
Meaning if it meant.
If it meant only. It's only Aos Malacha.
If it was like Rashi in the Rambam that was going on earlier.
He should have modified
rearranged it.
Okay. Right.
Of the Rambam, it sounds like it's going to last 24 hours. I mean, if she puts it on like at 4
and it lasts
a.m.,
till the end of Shabbos. Right. Right. So if she puts it on an hour before the end of Shabbos,
yeah,
then that's going to be so you're more machmir. Yeah. In the Minchas Chinuch camp. So therefore, Dayan Weiss was not so excited about being makel for the doctors with the disappearing pens. And additionally, he argues that doctors only intend for their writing to last till they get a chance to write. They write shorthand, and then someone types it up or puts it into some sort of more formal setting. So he claims that that's the derech. It only lasts for 72 hours till after Shabbos, and then, or for a few days, and then the secretary or the nurse or whoever does that puts it in a more formal setting in the record books. But Shlomo Zalman says, why do you only look at the doctors? We should look at everybody. When people write notes, they intend for them to last a long period of time. And he claims that it's much longer than 24 hours. Getting back to this is relevant for the makeup scene. Getting back to that, before, which we mentioned before, in Shulchan Aruch it says that a woman is not allowed to be Mavir Srak, to put on red, blush, I guess, on Shabbos. To rub something red on her face, which makes her face red on Shabbos. And she's also not allowed to paint her eyes. And even though it's only, it's not chayiv because it's eino miskayim, doesn't last for that significant amount of time, or maybe it doesn't even last to the end of Shabbos, but it's still us and midrabanan. For the smag, and those Rishonim who paskin like Rebbe Lazar, who say that Rebbe Lazar holds kochelos is chayiv on Shabbos, because they hold sovea, sheino miskayim is also chayiv on Shabbos, not like the Rambam. So then putting on makeup would be daraisa on Shabbos, but for the Shulchan Aruch and then the Rambam, it would only be us and midrabanan. So Moshe is a tshuva where he was asked about putting on makeup, lipstick, all these type of cosmetics on Shabbos, and he says it's aser, it might be aser midaraisa, like the smag, and it might be only aser midarabanan, like the Rambam, and we pass along the Shulchan Aruch that it's at least aser midarabanan to put on makeup on Shabbos. Lipstick might be a problem in Mareach, we'll get to that another time, because you smooth out the stick of lipstick. However, Rav Moshe comes up with a distinction, which is a question: what is he really saying something important, or is he just pointing out the obvious? Rav Moshe says, "But powder, a woman who puts on powder on Shabbos, that's eno miskayim. It doesn't even last anything. It goes on, it falls off, and it doesn't stick to the body. That eno miskayim klal, he calls that. That's mutter on Shabbos." And in the journal, in the Tovro Ro, which was a journal that was put out by MTJ, Rav Moshe explains his psak a little bit more, and he says that anything that doesn't stick to the body, if it has no oil base, he says a lot of cosmetics have some sort of oil or fat base to them, which allows them to adhere to the body. So if it's just a powder which has no oil base, then that doesn't adhere to the body, it doesn't last very long, and that would be permissible to put on Shabbos. It's just a surface powder. And then later, this is not his original psak, the Shmir Shabbos Kolchasa quotes from the Ksos HaShulchan, which is a Chaim Noah, that again, he also says a woman can put on powder on Shabbos because it's Enu Mizdabe Klau, it doesn't stick to the body at all and it doesn't last. Enu Milachta Mizkayem Es Klau, it's nothing. So I don't think Ramosha is necessarily saying something which is such a tremendous Chiddush. However, there's a third madura of this psak of Rav Moshe, which appears in a journal called Jewish Woman's Outlook. I guess with some sort of woman's journal. I don't think it's extant today, but Ramosha again modified his or explained further his psak. He says that I don't know if there are such cosmetics, he says, that have no oil base. He said he's done some research, and a lot of them do have some sort of oil base. So he's not sure how applicable his psak would be, other than to putting on talcum powder, which is not what interests most women. Huh? Yeah, something like that. There's no oil base to that. So then, that's not what they're talking about. So he says most cosmetics have some sort of oil base. So at the time, Rabbi David Weinberger, who's now the rabbi in Shari Tfila, was learning in Kollel at the time under Rav Moshe. So he did research with the cosmetics, and he brought a whole list of cosmetics to Rav Moshe, and they tested them, and some Rav Moshe said was okay, and some Rav Moshe said were not okay, and the list is published there in the Jewish Woman's Outlook of which ones are okay and which ones are not okay. However, the Chavadas, Ravadi Yosef, allows also cosmetics that are not, again, that don't adhere to the face, you know, some sort of powder, for the same reasons as Rav Moshe, because it doesn't stick to the body and because it is Eino Miskayim Kal. But he quotes two other points which are interesting. He quotes from the Meiri. The Meiri says this explicitly, that unless the item adheres to the body, unless the makeup adheres, it's Mizdabek to the guf, that's not Yenachayim. There's no Isser. It's not Tzoveya. In order to be Tzoveya, it has to adhere to the body. So it's not Rav Moshe and the Rav Chaim. No, it appears to be a Meiri on that Gemara. And also, he points out that the Rif left out these halachas entirely. The Rif left out the Isser of Mavir Srak, and he left out the Isser Midrabanan to be Kochelas Einayim. And the Meiri explains the Rif because he felt that these are all Ein Derech Tzviyubakach. That's not called Tzoveya. Coloring your face is not Tzoveya. Even Midrabanan. So the Rif just omitted it, even though it's a Mishnah and it's a Gemara. The Rif omitted it because he feels that it's nothing. So Rav Adi Yosef says, hey, the whole issue is only Midrabanan. The Rif left it out. So we shouldn't be most of Chumras. So he says, if it doesn't stick to the body and it's Eino Miskayim, so he's no to Lahakel.
Is the din of not sticking to the body a function of Eino Miskayim? That's a separate...
I think it's a separate concept. I'll get to one second. So the modern posek who's modern, the more recent posek who's quoted by the I did a little research for you. There's a cosmetics company called Reflections. You can look online; they have a website. So Reflections has the Haskama of Avram Blumenkrantz, Zecher Tzadok Avraha, used to be a rav in Far Rockaway, and was a big posek. So he has an article which is printed in L'Torah V'Ora, where he says he was asked that he is known, he says, for being makeled for women to put on blush on Shabbos. So he said he wanted to explain his psak publicly. So he basically explains the following distinction. He says, listen, person hangs a red cloth on a wall. He says, clearly that's not Tzoveya. In order to be Tzoveya, it has to adhere to the surface. If it doesn't adhere to the surface or leave a mark on the surface, that cannot possibly be Tzoveya. Just by hanging a cloth on a wall, that's not Tzoveya. So he doesn't. I think he even quotes that Meiri that Rav Adi Yosef quotes as well. That in order to be chayv mishum tovei, it has to be mizdabek. I would like to add that I think that that's because of the idea of the stipler. The stipler said, "What is the whole difference between tovei and kosev?" He doesn't point this out, but I think it's a good smachtim. Is that tovei is that I want it to become one with the item. When a woman puts on the blush, she wants it to become her natural coloring. It has to adhere to the body. If it doesn't adhere to the body, how can it possibly become one with the background? Of course, that's step one, is it has to adhere. If it doesn't adhere, there's nothing. So Rabbi Blumenkrantz claims that these blushes, the powder, when a woman puts it on, they don't adhere to the body at all. And even though he says some of them do have an oil base, but the oil is so dried up that it becomes negligible. So he says a cream, some sort of cream, that clearly adheres to the body. Or he's, right. So he gives guidelines which are put on there, the exact guidelines from the article, which is over here on the Torah Vara, appear on their website for how to put on makeup in the proper way on Shabbos. And he has other things. You have to grind it first, because otherwise you smooth out the, otherwise you have a solid which you're smoothing. So you have to grind it up before and have a powder on the table. and then just dip the brush in the powder. But anyway, this is Rabbi Blumenkrantz is known as one of the poskim who are mako in order that a woman could put on makeup on Shabbos. Certain types of makeup, the powder type makeups. In the Shemir Shabbos Kochas, it's interesting. In the first Madura, the original Madura of the Shemir Shabbos Kochas, he's mako on the Shiloh. That a woman could put on a powder on Shabbos that's only surface because it doesn't adhere and it falls off pretty easily. However, in the later Madura, there are a bunch of things that are switched between the first Madura of the Shemir Shabbos Kochas and the later editions. So in the later edition, the Shemir Shabbos Kochas, he reversed the Psak. He's now Machmir on this Shiloh. And he quotes from Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, who says, no, who said just because it lasts so short that it's nothing with nothing, even if it lasts a short amount of time, it's Toveya Sheinu Miskayim. And my intention here is to color your face. So even though it's Toveya Sheinu Miskayim, your intention is to color, even if it lasts a short period of time, Tzviya Sheinu Miskayim is awesome in the Rabbanon. So he says, who told you that there's even if it's such a little amount of time that it falls off the scales? No, it lasts somewhat amount of time. Doesn't last 24 hours, so we're not discussing a chiyuv d'oraisa, but it'll last a little bit. So it should at least be yasam midrabanan. And just to end off, Rabbi Bleich has a nice article about cosmetics on Shabbos in the fourth volume of his series. And he argues that if one tests, again, Rabbi Weinberger said he brought a whole table full of cosmetics, and him and Rav Moshe went through them. But Rabbi Bleich said he tested them and that there's no significant difference between the ones that Rav Moshe said are good and the ones that Rav Moshe said are not good. Some that Rav Moshe said are good last just as long as the ones that Rav Moshe said are no good. So he doesn't buy into the whole distinction between some that don't last and some that do last. So Rabbi Bleich sides with Rav Shlomo Zalman that it's Aser Midrabanan because Tzvi Yashenim is Kayamis. But there are many poskim. What Rabbi Vadi Yosef, Rabbi Blumenkrantz, others who are make on this channel.
We say Shlomo Zalman Orbach, we mean even if there's no adherence,
we're saying no. So Rabbi Bleich points out that we must assume that Shlomo Zalman assume that it does adhere to the body somewhat. So then again, the machlokas would be as a machlokas in what type of level of adhering is significant. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman is assuming any type of adherence to the body is significant to be called a minimal adherence. And it lasts. And Rabbi Blumenkrantz says, no, it has to stick to the body much in a much more serious fashion than just it hangs out there. So it's machlokas about what's called mizdabek, maybe. That could be part of the issue. And of course, they don't explain all this. This is I'm inferring. But it could be the issue is what's called mizdabek, what's called adhering to the body. No, we're going to discuss that. No, that's more of a kosher shiloh or a tofer shiloh. Not a. That's the cloth on the wall. That's not so bad. It has to somewhat impact on the surface. You're adhering two things together. Every time you adhere two things together, it's not so bad. That's it might be other issues. It might be tofer, it might be kosher, but it's not.
Bone.
If you add to the ground, or you add to the structure, it's bone. Okay, shkayach rabbeinu.